Welcome back to the Already Friends podcast. This is Kara.
And this is Allison.
Today, we are doing a fun episode. We're playing a game called Something You Know About Me. Allison, please tell us about this game.
So when I was on a flight last week, I was just thinking, what should we do for our podcast episode next week? And I was like, I feel like we need to do something in the friendship category. And the phrase kind of like, you would know this about me if you cared about me. You know how sometimes people kind of say that sarcastically, like, do you even know me? And I was like thinking about some things that are funny that I'm like, I kind of feel like people don't even know this about us or their friends or their family members. So it's like, maybe we could turn it into a game of something you'd know about me, dot, 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 if, and then there's all these different prompts. So I came up with a bunch of different ones. Kara and I are going to go back and forth playing this game, and then we will compile all of the prompts and put them on our website for you guys as like a free little download. So if you want to play with your loved ones, then you can get to know each other better too.
Absolutely. But first, of course, we're going to catch up and then we'll do Peaks of the Week and then we'll get into the game. Allison, you're in Omaha right now. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah. I feel like I need to take a deep breath because I have been a hamster in a wheel. The last week, we officially started our 10-day journey of relocating from Tulum, Mexico to Harlem, Netherlands. But we're basically doing two international moves because we're moving from Tulum, Mexico, bringing a bunch of stuff back to Omaha, have all of these logistical things we need to do in Omaha, and then moving to the Netherlands. So I knew this would be a marathon and that our patience would be tested and that there would be issues. But yeah, not gonna lie, I think I'm 8 days into this journey. And there have been some major L's, some major wins as well, but some major L's. And I'm like, oh my God, I need to get this marathon over with because it has been crazy.
Is it a sprint or a marathon? I feel like this is a sprint.
I think it's sprinting the entire marathon.
Yeah, 7 minutes.
It's both. Yeah.
Sub seven. Oh my God. That's what it sounds like.
So wrapping up our time in Tulum, we just had all of these miscellaneous errands to do. And we posted a lot about this on the June Patreon, so if you want to hear more, you can go there. But a little drama thing, I posted on Facebook, like, some final things for sale, and was like, okay, I have $5 piles, $10 piles, $20 piles, and this girl comes and is like, I moved into this building, and the landlord is going to pay me back to furnish the place. And there were a lot of red flags that I should have caught on. But basically, this girl took every single thing we had, everything in all the for sale piles, in our like free trash pile, my shoes at the door, was like ransacking all of her belongings. And Clay helped take it to her house because I had my final nail appointment, which was really sad. I'm like never gonna have as good of a nail girl. She was amazing. And we were like hugging and I was like, bye, have a good life. But I come back from that and I'm like, okay, want to settle up? And she's like, oh, I'm so tired. I'll get back to you in the morning.
No.
And then she messages me at 1 a.m. Is $100 enough? And she probably took up almost $2,000 of things. And I was like, no, it's not actually, because you knew there were $5, $10, and $20 piles and you took a whole carload. So I don't know how your math was mathing. And she's like, well, that's just not my budget. And I'm like, that's not my problem. Like, why did you take so much stuff then? And she's like, I thought I was doing you a favor because you're leaving. And I'm like, yeah, but I have suitcases. I would have taken it back to Omaha and I had other people that were coming by. You can't just take it to your house and then say you can't afford to pay for it. Like, this is not how it works. So I've been going back and forth with this girl on Messenger for days, finally got $400, which is like marginal compared to what it was and the headache. But that was not a very nice farewell from Tulum.
That's so scary. Oh my gosh.
I know. And Clay and I talked about it after and we were like, why don't we just ask them to leave? Like it could have been so simple, but we were both like afraid of being mean, I guess.
That's
scary. And I'm
like,
I need to learn my lessons because patrons know about the guy last summer. And I'm like, what is wrong with me? Why am I so trusting of people? I want to have faith in people and be trusting, but then things like this happen and I'm like, why?
I know, people ruin everything.
You know, a couple bad apples. So for better or worse, that happened. And then we get to the airport. Our flight gets delayed. So we miss our connection in Houston. They reroute us through Denver. We're taking 8 suitcases, like lugging them through the airport. Have to stay overnight in Denver. Get to Omaha Thursday. I basically work at the shop Thursday till like 2 a.m. after having like zero sleep. Then on Friday, this was a W to make up for it. Me and Clay go down to the courthouse. We get our marriage license, which was so easy. We were kind of like, this is alarmingly easy. I think that they should put a few more hoops in because anyone just off, you could just meet a stranger off the street and be like, let's go get married right now. I mean, I know that's how it works in Vegas, but that was too easy, like 5 minutes tops. So we get the marriage license and we had the judge meet us down there. Originally, this judge wanted us to meet at his house. And I like started crying to Clay at the coffee shop. And I was like, I don't want to do this at some guy's house. I want to do it at the courthouse, even though it doesn't matter. And we're still going to have a wedding and like a proper proposal. So we convinced the guy to meet us down at the courthouse. And my friends, Jesse and Hillary, were our witnesses. Mm-hmm. And his personality, he was so funny. Aww. We were laughing the whole time. I couldn't believe that that was like a marriage signing because it was so goofy and so silly. We were like crying, laughing. And we just did it in the cafeteria of the courthouse, sitting down at like a cafeteria table. And I was like, I don't want any photos, but Jesse brought her film camera. So we took one singular film photo.
That's good.
The only evidence. And then we walked out and we're like, all right, well, that was it. Done and over with. Got the paper. So at least that was easy because that was like the number one thing we needed to check off here.
Was it cute, the courthouse? Did it feel like a courthouse wedding?
And it felt like a hallway wedding.
Hallway. That's fun.
I mean, the courthouse outside is beautiful, but inside mm-hmm. we were just like in a random hallway way in the back of the building. I don't know what I was picturing with courthouse wedding, but I was like,
I don't picture anything. I don't even know what comes to mind. But I see people on TikTok getting dressed up and stuff for it and making it a whole thing.
I didn't want it to be a thing at all because I didn't want it to take away from Clay proposing to me. We're going to still do that like as a full surprise. So I haven't seen my ring, but it got delivered. And then like an actual ceremony someday. So we wore sweatpants.
No, that makes sense. I have friends who, it was like during COVID, they got married, but they literally wanted to make it so minimal because they're like, our family can't come because it was international family and they literally physically could not get into the country. So they tried to minimize it too. And that totally makes sense.
Yeah. And I feel like you could do a courthouse wedding done up, like really get ready, have like a dinner or something after.
Mm-hmm.
But this is solely for paperwork.
Yeah.
I don't want any romance happening here.
Yeah.
We're checking a box. I don't want us to take away from the big day. And so then Clay and I were just joking the rest of the day, like, wow, we like, we're actually married. We went from boyfriend and girlfriend to just fully married in like an hour's time.
Oh, well, congratulations, I guess. But you're right. We're not making it a big deal. So
I know I'm like, should I even say it? Because now I'm like, now I'm making it a big deal telling people. But it was just special that Jesse and Hillary were there because it's fun to have your close friends for things like that. And the fact that Jesse and Hillary were both in town and me and Clay, like all four of us are always gone. We're always abroad. And that the fact that it lined up, like Hillary leaves on Tuesday. She's gone every weekend for weddings.
Yeah.
So we were like to check this box all together. Amazing.
Wow. Yeah. You guys did get lucky. Truly. Well, that's great.
Yeah. And then afterwards, we went to Jesse's backyard, my favorite backyard in Omaha, Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
And she got a pizza stone. And so we made homemade pizzas. Oh my God, they were so good.
Mm.
Highly recommend. If you guys want to have a fun summer, grill on a pizza stone.
Wow.
They were, I was like, I am a pizza, what do you call them?
Aficionado?
But sure. Yes. I looked up tips and it was like, add the arugula after. Dab the cheese so it's not too wet on the dough, only a little bit of tomato sauce. And my pizza was better than a lot of pizzas I've had.
Yeah.
That's
what you guys do for dough. Did you buy the dough or did Jesse make it?
Yeah, we just bought the dough at Hy-Vee.
No, that's easy. Like we got a pizza oven for Christmas a couple years ago. And for my friend's birthday, we literally just went to the Italian restaurant, bought the dough, did pizzas in my backyard. Very similar. That's such a good summer outing. Like you just said, I totally agree. And like a fun little something special, something different.
Yeah. And we had all the different toppings. I mean, shout out Jessie. Like this was all her. But I just observed and cheered her on. But then everyone could make them how they want. There was hot honey and balsamic. She really had the quality ingredients, not just like basic pep.
Your friend Mark, who we had on the podcast, of course, I follow him on Instagram. And he posted on his story, he was like, petition to force Jesse to become an influencer because she does cool stuff and she's not posting it. And you saying this is like another thing to add to the tab of why Jesse needs to be an influencer. Because like, how fun and cute is that?
Oh, yeah. Everything Jesse does is iconic, thoughtful,
yes,
like so cool. She's so like she has chickens in her backyard. just everything before other people, like has her moped, is traveling, is a business owner, owns a house at 25. Like I could go on and on about her. I'm always like, Jesse, post. Like your life is incredible. But I actually relate so much right now. I have not even posted on Instagram since the baby announcement. Haven't even replied to comments. I have been running around with my head cut off. And Jesse's such a present person. And she's always so busy. So she like has all these amazing photos, but it's like, when does life slow down to actually post the photos?
Yeah.
And now never. I'm getting so behind. And now I'm like, oh my God, I'm just going to have to like hard post like 5 more albums again.
I'm a fan of a quarterly dump, a monthly dump. I'm with you. I cannot post in the moment. Like I still have London stuff I never posted. I'm with you. When you're being present, it's lovely. But then you're like, wait, now it's been 3 months since that trip or that 3 weeks or something. So
exactly. And then you're quarterly. Trying to kind of go chronological because you're like, well, I should post this before this thing. Because even I'll tell you guys about the gender reveal next week, but I'm like, I can't post the gender reveal because I haven't even posted like us leaving Mexico, getting back to Omaha, like all of these things. And it doesn't really matter. This is like a superficial 2025 first world problem.
Yeah.
So I shouldn't even complain. But yeah, moral of the story, Jesse's iconic.
Yes, exactly. And it's just good for your own memories, like scrolling and seeing stuff documented in real time. At least that's why I like doing it. But yes, this is totally not a big deal. Any other fun updates?
Fun updates.
Any other W's or are they all just is the rest L's?
I mean, there were so many L's, like
<That's> sad.
And even I'm looking at Peaches right now. I'm recording at 1404, my store. She's curled up in a ball under the chair. I went to get coffee this morning and I had her stay outside because they like weren't dog friendly. And I was like, whatever, I'll just grab my matcha really fast. And I come out and she was laying on this pile of sidewalk chalk and she's literally neon green right now. Aww. So I also have to get a grooming in tomorrow. Like so many things just keep happening. But our layover is in Iceland, which is pretty common. Most times I fly to Amsterdam, I feel like I stop in Iceland. Well, because it's an island like Maui, the dog importation laws are like really, really, really strict. So we're like looking online. Iceland Air is like not getting back to me. So I'm like, all right, fuck it. I think I have to find a different route. I'm going to have to go through Mexico, go through Canada, something. So I pay money, change my flight. Iceland Air response this morning, approving us taking Peaches. So then I had to pay to change our flight back. And
oh my God,
I spent an hour on the phone yesterday trying to get a different flight. And then I just spent an hour on the phone this morning trying to get my original flight back. But of course it went up. I'm just like, it's all because we're trying to do too much in too little time. And I knew it would be like this. So I have no one to blame but myself. And I'm not actually complaining. And I will give Clay and I credit. We are being troopers. This, if anything, it is strengthening our relationship so much. Because each time these L's come, and there's more. I'm going to share some other ones next week. But we just laugh. Like, it is truly at the point where it is comical. Everything is fine. None of this is, like, horrible stuff happening. It's just major inconveniences or, like, money or time lost. But we're fine. We're alive. We're healthy. It's just like a big test of patience, an opportunity to grow.
Well, it sounds like it for sure. So when do you guys leave? How many more days do you have?
We leave Wednesday morning at 5 a.m. So the day this episode goes live. So I have like 40 hours left in Omaha.
Well, we'll be wishing you safe travels as this comes out. And yeah, that's actually so short. That's literally less than 40 hours away. So
I know lots to do. But yeah, how are you doing? Deep breath again.
I feel bad. You're going a million miles a minute. No, life's good. Quick updates here. Again, how we always say, you're going crazy, I'm chilling. And then when I'm going to be going crazy, I'll be chilling. But last week, had book club. I do book club every month. We've been doing that since March, maybe. We just kind of started it because I started it as a bachelor viewing night. Because like we always say, I'm down to get people together and just like whatever's the easiest way to get people together. Am I a big Bachelor fan? No. But like it was just, I don't even think it was like Grant or something. I don't even know. I couldn't tell you a single thing about The Bachelor, but we got together for like the first two episodes and then life got really crazy. And so we transitioned it into a book club because The Bachelor's not airing anymore, of course. And we read, what would we read? Just for the Summer by Abby Jimenez. Really, really good. I really liked it. I like sobbed at the end. It was such a good ending. And we all got together. Paloma, my friend Paloma, hosted it. And it's fun because this group is all transplants. So I think there's one girl from St. Louis, but the rest of us, we all moved to St. Louis. So we have that in common of, and even the girl who's from St. Louis, she didn't live here for like the last 5 years. She lived somewhere else and then moved back. And so it's a little group of transplants. And Paloma did such a good job of hosting. She had this cute little book club sign, had the book out, lots of good snacks, had even themed snacks for the book club. And yeah, that's a really good book for the summer. So I highly recommend that. And I just rented it from the library. So you can rent it. And what else? I mean, I had a wedding this weekend. Congratulations, Aaron and Ryan. Aaron's my friend from college, me and Connor's friend. And she was in my sorority. So that was a beautiful wedding. So much fun. It was here in St. Louis. So got to hang out with my college friends and very fun. One thing, they did a coordinated first dance, which I feel like me and Connor like thought about doing. But then, like you said, there's just too many things to do in such a short time. That's how I felt kind of during the wedding planning process. So I really wanted to do dance lessons, but it totally got put on the back burner. And they did a coordinated first dance, like a classic ballroom style. And it was so beautiful. They crushed it. So that was amazing. And afterwards, they had a little party bus take us to downtown. And that was really fun too. And yeah, I loved my dress. I rented a dress from Newly and I got one of the new ones because we love a new arrival on Newly. Like I'm solely looking at the new arrivals and I honestly might buy it. It was so, so cute. Like a strapless floral for spring wedding guest dress.
Oh my gosh. I miss my Newly era. I love that you're still doing them. Not being able to be in Omaha and have like a shipping address. I had to stop doing it.
I know. It's so nice because then I don't spend money on clothes. But now I feel like I'm at a point right now where I do need to go shopping and just get good basics because I saw a TikTok that was like, buy high quality basics, thrift your fun stuff. And I feel like I have been doing that, but I have not really invested in so many good basics because I do kind of just wear like the same three tank tops every day. Well, I did invest in some Skims pieces and those I'm obsessed with. I know.
Same.
It's so basic, but like she makes good ass clothes. She really does.
And they last.
Some
of my tank tops and underwear I've had for years.
Yeah, the basic gray tee. I don't know what crack they put in that, but I literally am addicted to wearing that shirt. I could wear that shirt every single day of my life. It's a great color on me. Fits great. So yeah, I do want to go shopping sometime this week or next and try to find some good basics. I feel like I'm running out of stuff to wear every single day. But yeah, Newly's good for the fun stuff that I don't want to buy.
One-time events.
Yeah, one-time events or trips. I love doing Newly for trips and stuff. But yeah, that's my life. Nothing too crazy.
Well, I also love at the wedding that they did that coordinated dance. That is impressive amongst all of the wedding planning.
I know. And I feel like I've been to a handful of weddings in the last couple of years and they're the only couple to do a coordinated dance. So I was very impressed because I know you hear about that. That's like people do dance lessons for weddings, but that was the first one I had seen and they did amazing. So great
job. Especially for our generation. I feel like maybe previous generations were better about that, but now life's moving fast for a lot of people. And I think it's just on the bottom of the priority list for most.
Yeah, but it does make a difference. It brings a great energy to the dance floor. Starting out the dance floor with this beautiful ballroom coordinated dance, because otherwise you're just kind of like standing there and swaying. So they crushed it. And it was like they had it a golf course and Aaron and Ryan both like to golf. So the find your seats, you know, like the wall where you have the seat numbers, they had little golf balls and golf tees. That was cute. Yeah. And it was beautiful weather. The weather in St. Louis has been so good lately, like sunny and 75 every single day for the last week. So it's so cool in the mornings. I'm like, I wish this could be the weather all summer. It's so beautiful.
Yeah, I agree. Omaha's been perfect weather this weekend.
Well, that's all my updates. Should we do peaks of the week?
Yes. I don't know how to choose. Okay. Because I have one I want to say for next week. So I'll make this one this week because it's timely because I'm at my store right now. And I just did the reports for May. And we officially had our best month at 1404 Collective that we ever had for the month of May.
Wow.
I know. I was so proud of everyone. And we have two vendors starting for June. And we're opening Wednesdays for June now. We've never opened Wednesdays. Mm. I extended our hours for May. And now I'm extending them even more for June. So I'm hoping that this abundance trend continues. And I'm just really proud of the staff. I love being in here. Since I'm kind of homeless right now, when I come to the shop, I feel like the store is my home.
Yeah, that's so the one thing you have that's always there.
Yeah, exactly. It's really grounding to come back to. So yeah, I would just say everything with the shop is my peak. The amazing month, getting to come back and see it, being proud of the staff, a great summer ahead.
Love that.
How about you?
I'll say my peak is me and Connor did set a date to go to Charleston, celebrate our anniversary. So we're going to go in June. So I'll give you guys an update when that happens. We did book a hotel. So very excited about that.
Will you fly there?
We're going to drive, which is crazy.
Fine.
It's like 13 hours. But you know us Midwesterners, nothing like, is too far. Yeah, nothing's too far for a road trip. That would send your European friends, your now neighbors, into a spiral. I feel like they think 5-hour drive is far. Yeah, and my parents live in Charlotte now, so they're going to watch Margot. We're going to go to Charlotte first. We're going to make this like a whole week-long thing because we're going to go to Charlotte first, hang out with them, visit my parents because I haven't seen this house because they moved probably, I think when we were in London, they moved. So like the first week of May. So I'm going to go see the new house that they're living in and then drop off Margot for camp and then we'll go to Charleston. Yeah. And then we'll come back. And then, yeah, I'm going to be on the East Coast a lot this summer. I have this. My grandpa turns 80 this year. So we're having an 80th celebration, birthday celebration. And he lives at the beach in North Carolina. I know. And I'm hopefully going to get out to New York this summer. I have an international trip. It got pushed, I think, sometime around the summer. And I'm probably going to be flying out of New York. I don't know. Flights are like really, I'm sure you know, flights to Europe have been really expensive this summer. So I think I'm going to be flying. Yeah.
Very well aware. Unfortunately aware.
Yeah. So
like, what the hell? Honestly, like when have they ever been so horrible?
I don't know. I really don't know. No answers for that because I'm like, what the? So I'll probably be flying out of New York this summer for a work trip and I'm definitely going to go early and see all my friends. So lots of East Coast time, which I love.
Yeah. If I think of you as being an East Coast or a West Coast girl, I definitely think of you as more East Coast.
1,000%. As a child, I got mad at my parents because they're from the East Coast. They're from Philly and Jersey. I'm like, why did we ever leave? But now I can appreciate the Midwest. And honestly, in Pennsylvania, where my dad's from, I'm like, this is literally also just the Midwest. It's like country, farm, small town. So honestly, but I do have a lot of nostalgia and love for the East Coast.
Yeah. And you guys having your wedding in Charleston, I do think that suits you so well.
Yeah. And just the New York life, the chapter, all the good things. But now, yeah, I would like to live in Charleston. That would be that's goals future. Would love to live there. But other than that, I don't know where else I'd really want to live. I did New York. I don't think I need to go back.
I honestly don't know the East Coast as well. I know the West Coast very well.
There's like Charlotte, Charleston, Atlanta, Boston, D.C. I like D.C. D.C. is beautiful. D.C. is a great town, city. Philly, New York.
Providence, Rhode Island.
Yeah.
Where the Rhode Island School of Design is. That stood out to me from our East Coast road trip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Rhode Island's beautiful. I don't think I've been to Providence, though. I've been to Newport, and that's where our last book club book took place. The Wedding People, that takes place in Rhode Island.
Oh my God. Have you seen It Ends With Us?
Yes.
I finally watched it on Saturday night. How I had time for this, I didn't. But Clay and I like got takeout dinner and we were just like posted up in front of the TV. I cried the whole time.
Oh, wow.
I think it's like being pregnant now. Yeah. I like really relate more now to bringing a baby in the world.
Wow.
What do you think about it?
It was a good movie. I think, unfortunately, all of the drama has overshadowed the movie. But before most of the drama came out, I watched it and I liked it because I read the book probably 2 years ago and I liked the book a lot. I thought it was good.
I'm just a sucker for a cheesy romance movie.
Yeah. More of those, please.
I tried to not think about any of the TikTok drama because obviously that was like such a big thing. And I wanted to explain all of it to Clay while we were watching it. And I'm like, let's just enjoy the movie. And if I didn't know any of that, I was like, oh, I did like the movie.
No, it's a good movie. You're right. I mean, it's not the best rom-com, but it's a good film. And it's funny because when I watched it, it had come out. Blake had accused Justin of sexual assault. So when I was watching it, I was like, ew, F this guy. He's such a weirdo, loser. But then it came out that she lied and it's not actually true. So then now when I think about it, I'm like, wait, now I feel bad that I watched it hating him because she's the liar and she's the loser. I'm sorry. Yeah, we don't have to go into it. But I'm definitely team Justin now because now that everything has come out, I'm like, oh my gosh, Blake's literally a maniac.
There was a lot to it. Yeah, I was invested and I think I've removed a lot of it from my current memory.
Right.
It's a little full right now, but I was invested at the time.
It was good. It was good tea. I'm excited for more Colleen Hoover movies. But okay, let's read your guys' peaks. Lindley said, I picked the last big bouquet of the season from a peony bush in my backyard, and it's so pretty. That's beautiful. I love that you're collecting flowers from your backyard. How amazing.
Hannah said, moving into a gorgeous loft in a walkable neighborhood with some heart emojis. I hope that your day-to-day gets even better with this new location.
Love this one. Anna said, I got a good haircut. Honestly, that is a peak of the week because sometimes they go south real fast. So I'm happy that you got a good one.
And congratulations to Jalen. She said, job interview in my field after moving, fingers crossed. Good luck. And we hope that goes well for you.
As always, send in your peak of the week on our Instagram story box. We post that every Monday. Okay, we're going to take a quick break and talk about one of our sponsors real quick, Shopify. As you guys know, starting a small business, there's nothing small about it. There are so many things to do. And both myself and Allison run a business, obviously, we run this podcast, and it has been consuming us since we started. There's always a new decision to make. And sometimes those small decisions feel so massive. And something that really helps you when you have a small business is choosing a company that has a great reputation, that does things right, so that the small decisions can be the right decision. So that's why we love Shopify. It is the best commerce platform, and Shopify is behind millions of businesses around the world. Did you know it actually is 10% of all e-commerce in the US is Shopify? So that's brands like Mattel, Gymshark, Skims, you name it. Those brands use Shopify. You can tackle all of your important tasks in one place, from inventory to payments to analytics and more. Shopify makes the marketing minefield easy with built-in tools for running social media and email campaigns, so you can find new customers and keep them. And if you're looking to grow your business internationally, Shopify has global selling tools that can help you in over 150 countries. I mean, for us, it's a no-brainer. Shopify is the e-commerce platform to use if you're selling anything online. Get all the big stuff right for your small business right now with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.com/alreadyfriends. You can use the code alreadyfriends to get a $1 per month trial. Again, at shopify.com/alreadyfriends. Thanks to Shopify for sponsoring the show.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4-Day Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains June 6th through the 9th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
All right, on to our little game. Something you'd know about me if... ... Should we just jump right in?
Yeah, go for it.
All right, number one, something you'd know about me if you went to elementary school with me is... What's your answer?
Okay, I'll start. This is since I moved to Omaha, because I moved to Omaha in the third grade. Grew up before that in Atlanta, outside of Atlanta. I don't think they had a talent show, but my fact is that I did the talent show every year, except I did not make it my fifth grade year. So at our elementary school, Willowdale Elementary, you could try out for your grade and then you got to vote. The whole grade voted on who would go and actually perform for the whole school. And I think there was three acts per grade. So then K through five, each had three acts each, and then the whole school would sit. So me and my friend did a dance in third grade. Same friend, fourth grade. We made it to the finals, I guess. There was no prize or anything. But then the fifth grade, I switched it up and had two different friends, and we did not make it. So we didn't have the star power. But me and my other friend, Aaron, we brought it. And the one for fourth grade was Get It Started by the Black Eyed Peas. That was our dance song.
This is so telling of who you became. I feel like when you look at kids and you try to see their trajectory of what they're going to be like when they're older, this makes so much sense with how you are, like on TikTok and stuff.
Yeah, I was just born that way. I've always loved it. Like even the elementary school in Georgia, every single day the announcements were read through a newscast, through TV. So when I moved to Nebraska, at our elementary schools in Nebraska, it's just like the Overcom announcements by the secretary. But like in Georgia, they had funding. I don't know where it came from, but they had a budget and they were running a newscast show every single day. The fifth graders ran it. And I remember being in kindergarten or in first grade and being like, when I get to fifth grade, I want to be on the news team. That never happened because we moved. But yeah, that TikTok sound, like Maddie knew who she was from a young age. I've just always loved being on stage and doing the newscast stuff.
I mean, I think it speaks to the fact that that is authentic to you.
Mm-hmm.
Like you were that way as a kid.
No, I always wanted to do broadcast journalism, but then being at Mizzou and being in that when the internet was changing, I'm like, I think this is dying. I like could feel, I'm like, I don't think getting up at 3 a.m. to go do the news every day is worth anymore. I'm like, I think I can do this on the internet, like host an internet show. I kind of figured that out my senior year of high school. And then, yeah, I was spot on because I'm like, thank goodness I'm not. I love all my broadcasting friends, but that is so much hard work. Like that was the dream, but it has since changed because I'm like, I just can't do that. The early mornings, it's so much work. You're a one-man show. Like if you're doing broadcast, you have to go film usually by yourself. You're lucky if you get a cameraman. Then you go back to the studio, you edit it, you do everything. So If you're in broadcast, good for you. That is hard work.
Yeah. That type of consistency, I just couldn't do. Having to do the same thing every day.
Yeah. Okay, what's yours?
Mine is, if you went to elementary school with me, you'd know that after about third grade, I was a major tomboy. I don't know what switched, because in earlier elementary school, I was like a cutie girly girl. And then I went full tomboy. Like Livestrong bracelets from my wrist to my elbow, basketball shorts to my knees, pre-wrap headbands, basketball shirts, Nike shoes. I just got really into athletics. So at recess, I was like on the soccer field, on the kickball field, running laps around like the green space. And I feel like I can be both now. But if you knew me back then, I was basketball player, softball player.
Did you make those outfits cute, or were they true tomboy?
Yeah, I like thought it was cool.
Yeah.
I was trying,
athletic,
for sure.
Cute. I was just curious because nowadays it's so different, the style, like what the kids wear. And are, like you said, they were like long, baggy. And I have like friends that coach younger sports, and they say like all the girls try to look cute and stuff and wear like super short shorts and wear makeup and stuff to practice. Like, but in our own way, we did that too. Just different.
Yeah. Without having access to the internet, our resources were more limited. So I thought what I was doing was cool and different. Who knows how the execution actually rolled out.
It probably was cool and different. Let's be real.
I remember by the time I got to middle school, I would do short Nike shorts, Nike socks, Nike shoes, and like a tight baby doll tee. And then that really started a big trend at my school, so I stopped doing it.
That's so funny. Again, get back to like, that's so authentically you. This
I'm
is
like,
so authentically you.
It.
This this explains. It's so funny. Okay, next question. Something you know about me if we took a road trip together is?
Mine is, I'm kind of insane. I recently went on a road trip with a friend, and it made me realize a tight car is not a good place for me. Same with tight airplanes. It like triggers all of the things I hate, like germs, people sniffling and making annoying mouse sounds, and like eating in silence and tapping. And if they're like anxious and they're just doing annoying things, I feel like I can't escape or drown it out. So I don't think I'm like the best road trip partner. That's what that's what you would find out about me.
So do not go on a road trip with me.
No, it's too small of a space. Clay and I can do it. And like my sister, because we all understand each other's
ticks,
irritations.
Yeah. Yes.
But when I went with a friend, I realized we hadn't gone over all of those things.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I'm going to be insane if I mention all of these things.
Yeah. Whereas like your family just knows. And
yeah, like over time.
Stop chewing so loud.
Yeah.
And it's not like mean.
Exactly. And then 5 minutes later, I'm like, hey, can you like stop tapping your nails? Oh, can you actually like not watch TikToks at full volume? Oh, can you? I'm like, clearly I have things to work on.
Well, at least you know. You're aware.
I'm going to say this just to out myself even more. On one of the flights, granted, I was exhausted. We had our overnight, which was a horrible night's sleep in Denver, on a chair with the lights on. And so my last flight, Denver to Omaha, and there was these two girls sitting in my aisle, but on the other side, talking so loud to the guy next to them. I could hear them over my noise canceling. And so when the lady next to me got up to go to the bathroom, I leaned over and I was like, hey guys, I can hear you over my noise canceling headphones. Could you please be quiet? It's like 6:35 in the morning. The lights are off in here. Could you please just be quiet? And they just like stared at me, said nothing. And I was like, oh my God, I'm a psychopath. But I was like going to crack. I like literally could not contain myself.
No, I think that's so valid. Some people are so unself-aware of how loud they're talking in a plane, especially how you said, if the lights are off, that means we're trying to send a signal. Peacetime, quiet time.
Yes. I think an airline, huge gap in the market, silent policy, no talking. I would pay $100 extra every flight for a silent cabin.
Yeah.
Sounds like a dream. Because there's nothing worse. Like the lady next to me, she was asking me a million questions about peaches, and I'm like reading my book, trying to ignore her. She keeps talking. I put on my headphones. She keeps talking. I put on my eye mask, and I'm like, finally, like, how, just why are we chatting? It's 6:35 in the morning. I don't know you. I'm never gonna see you again. That sounds so mean, but like airport chats, not for me. So moral number two, maybe not so much fun to travel with.
Let's just meet there.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
What's yours? Are you a better road trip partner than me?
I said I would like to drive. So if you want to road trip with me, I'm probably going to offer to drive just because I like driving. And I'm probably going to make us listen to a podcast unless we're really good friends. And like how you said, we can be honest, like, oh, don't like the song, skip. But I'll probably make us listen to a podcast. And I don't usually love true crime podcasts, but I do enjoy them for a long road trip. So maybe I'll put on Crime Junkie or one of those ones like Serial. I don't know. So yeah, I'm definitely the, like I always say, the mom of the friend group. Mom's going to drive. Mom's going to navigate and you can nap. I don't care. I'll take the wheel.
Yeah, taking reins, mapping, I mean, music.
Yeah,
all that.
And I'm not going to be mad if I'm not driving. Like, I'm not one of those people that gets like car sick or I don't need to drive. But if no one else is offering, I'll do it.
In your ideal road trip driving expedition, how many people would you prefer in the car? Are you like a let's jam pack the car, let's have fun? Or are you like maybe one sidekick?
I just want everyone to be comfortable. So I feel like no more than four, right?
No more than four.
I just want everyone to be comfy. I haven't really done a road trip with that many people. And I'm trying to think. In the last handful of years, I don't think I've road tripped with more than three people in a car. I feel like that's fun. Three is good because then you don't have to talk all the time. Love a three or a four person dynamic. Because sometimes when you're just with one person, you have to talk the whole time. And it's like nice if you take a breather while the other two people are talking.
Yes. I think that's part of it. When me and the one friend, and I love her to death, but I was like, I feel like we have to talk the whole time. And so I like literally said, is it okay if we had quiet time for a little bit?
Yeah. Whereas if it's just three people, you don't have to say that. You can just have quiet time.
True.
Yeah, I feel like I'm thinking of all the times I've road tripped. Like, I had a work trip in March. We had to drive 2 hours. And it was three people, and that was so nice. And even while I was driving, I'm like, oh, I'm so happy it's three people. Because, like, they were talking for, like, a long time. And I got to take a breather. And I'm so glad.
I do unfortunately get car sick too, so I have to be in the front. Mm-hmm. I road tripped with some of Clay's gym friends to Iowa, so like 3 hours for one of his competitions, and I was so car sick. I like had my head out the window in the back seat, was not doing well. I feel like a nuisance if I like need to stop or go to the bathroom. Like, I would way prefer my car. I'll drive. I don't care. I'll pay for the gas in order to not feel needy. Okay, enough of me yapping about road trips. Number three, something you'd know about me if we started a business together is dot, dot, dot.
Well, on a more practical note, we talked about this on our How to Get to Know Yourself episode of our human design types. And I feel like we talked about how that related to having a business. So if you didn't listen to that episode, we talked about with my human design type, I'm a generator. So with having a business, I like having tasks that I enjoy because then I'll have limitless energy. I'll be an energizer bunny with anything in that regard. But also just, I love thinking of new ideas and I love being like a name person. I like naming things. I don't know how often we're naming new things for the show, but I love big picture. If someone's like, I'm starting a podcast or I'm starting this, like I love helping brainstorm a fun and unique name, or even for like a segment. I love that kind of stuff.
I would agree. You're definitely very good with catchy names or phrases.
Mm-hmm.
What is it called? Onomatopoeias? Or
wow, what is an onomatopoeia? I actually don't know.
Isn't that when it starts with the same letter? Like,
oh, it says the formation of a word from a sound associated. It's like so coo, woof, sizzle. Yeah.
Okay. So not onomatopoeias.
So what's the one? Alliteration. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I feel
you're very good at those.
Oh my gosh, thank you. A fun hack. If you need a name for something, just think of phrases. One that I literally thought of a couple months ago, and I'm shocked that nobody has used this name. If you have an influencer company, you should call it Easily, like Easily Influenced. There's literally not a single company called Easily. And I'm like, that's perfect. Influencer, strategy, marketing. I'm like, call it Easily.
You know, if all else fails for you, which it wouldn't, but you could be a nail polish namer.
Stop. That would be so fun.
You'd be really, really good at that.
I know. I think that's like so many people's dream job. Actually, fun fact, when I was in college and kind of what gave me hope that there was cool jobs like working at beautiful destinations out in the real world, we had a girl come talk to our class and she does all the photo shoots for OPI. So when they have all the cool names, like one time they had an Iceland themed collection and they got to go to Iceland and she told us all about doing the production and doing the photos because she was the photographer. And yeah, I'll actually link her website. Her name's Lauren Steele. She's really cool. I actually should reach out to her and be like, from you talking to our class, now I do the same thing, like traveling and doing cool productions and stuff. But yeah, I always thought anything in that regard is so, so cool because they do have fun names and like like really creative names and stuff.
Yeah, that would suit you well.
Thank you.
Definitely. I mean, you're still really good at the logical side of things, but I think you're even better at the creative side.
Yeah, just I like having fun and idea. I'm an ideas person is what some people would say.
For me, something you know about me if we started a business is I love the details and systems and processes. Even though I really, really enjoy the creative stuff, for me, that's like the cherry on top. I'm like, I have to make the layers of the cake. It's got to be in order and then we can get to the fun stuff. And I think that can be good and bad because sometimes I'm like, yes, it's practical. We got to get like things done in order and make a system. But then sometimes I can't have fun with things because I'm like, we need the foundation first. Or like, is it practical? And then that can hinder creative opportunities sometimes.
Yeah, but every company needs people like that.
Yeah, I think my dream job, like if I could just go in and optimize people's businesses. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess that's what I've done for this client that I've been doing stuff for him for like the last almost year now. It's so fun for me to see a massive mess with no systems, no organization, and just fix the whole thing. It's so satisfying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what consultants do. And they make so much money. That's what all the big consulting firms are. They literally just go in and do that exact same thing.
I feel like it's really hard to prove that on a resume.
Yeah.
Because like, how do you even, you can't like take a photo of it.
No.
It's not like a portfolio. So I've never really been able to quantify that skill in a way to sell myself. But that's for another time. Moving on.
Something you'd know about me if we went into a haunted house together is?
I'm going first.
Explain.
I don't know. They just don't scare me. If anything, I worry more about the people that are willing to do the scaring. I'm not like freaked out in a way about the eeriness of things, like the ghosts actually coming. I'm like, are these people mentally stable who are like jumping out at me?
Yeah, like, why do you enjoy this?
Yeah.
What's your deal? Are you on a list?
But yeah, I would say I don't really think they're that fun. And when it was such a big thing in high school, everyone always wanted to go to the haunted houses. Oh, everyone always made me go first.
Oh, I never went. My entire middle school, when it was the fall, Saturday nights, I was home. I literally had no social life then. I'm like, I'm not going. Something you know about me, I can't be peer pressured. I'm not doing it.
You're like, something about me in the month of October, I'm at home.
Yeah, I literally, me and my parents have a lot of time together.
That's so funny.
Everyone hang out at, what was that place called?
Scary Acres.
Yeah, Scary Acres.
It was a thing.
They probably made so much money because every middle school, you literally just went to Scary Acres all the fall, every Saturday night.
It was expensive.
Oh, yeah. I remember it started out as like $25 to enter. And then maybe it was like something, maybe $50 or something, all access. And that was like 15 years ago. So how much do you think it is now?
I know. Yeah, they had a whole operation.
Well, something for me, if we went to a haunted house, I would not go. But if we did go, I actually was forced to go to this past fall with Hannah and Carson, my friends in LA. I went to that Universal Studios Horror Nights and it was awful. But interesting enough, I don't love haunted house, but when you're so at Universal Studios, you're walking on the streets, you know, going to all the different areas. So they really try to jump you and like scare you when you're walking on the streets and they really try to surprise attack you. And they tried a couple times and I did not jump. I'm not jumpy because like they really boom, like in my face out of nowhere on the streets. And I was like, they didn't get me. But then in the actual houses, I hated it. I was like, oh my God. I knew it was fake, but it's just a lot of senses. Those were high quality too. High quality productions. And it was, yeah, I'm probably not going.
I mean, it really does say a lot about society that we don't have that much fear in our day-to-day lives, that we've had to create experiences based on fear.
Is that what it is? I don't understand. Like, I don't get why people like it. Is that why people want to feel something?
The reason that I'll go first and that I don't like it is because I'm just trying to put up a wall. I'm like, I'm trying not to feel it.
No, I don't want to feel it either. I don't like this feeling of being scared. Yeah.
All right. Next one. Something you'd know about me is that I'd be miserable if.
I think I'd be miserable if I lived in the middle of nowhere. I know a lot of people, that's their dream. And that sounds really nice. And I think there could be balance. I think I could live in the countryside, not super close to a city or not super close to society. But I think I cap out at like being 15 minutes away from Target, Chipotle, like civilization. I think that's the farthest I'm going to go. So I would be miserable. Speaking of road trips, when I was driving, I drove with Riley to Washington State a couple summers ago, and we would drive through these towns and these houses were like 2 hours from a hospital. I'm like, I can't do that. I think I'd be miserable. I like people. I like flying. I like traveling. I'm such an extrovert. I cannot be isolated like that. I think I would go insane.
That definitely tracks for you. I could have guessed that one.
What's your answer?
I went rogue with a very different type of answer. I said I'd be miserable if I went blind.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why that was the first thing that came to mind, but I was just thinking about my life. And I'm like, I'll take off an arm or a leg. Like, I'm going to keep my eyesight pretty, please. I'm not trying to throw shade at anyone who's blind. I have the utmost sympathy for you. I commend you if you've been able to find happiness being blind. I think it would be very tough for me.
Okay, next one. Something you know about me and keeping secrets is that?
I'll probably tell Clay and Peaches.
That's honestly, if you're telling Allison or if you're telling someone a secret, you have to understand they're going to tell their partner and they're going to tell their dog, like, or plus their sister. But I feel like you have to expect that.
Yeah. If the secret pertained to Clay, I wouldn't tell him. But okay, maybe I guess my tune, I'll change my answer. I'm going to tell one person that is completely removed from the situation.
There you go. Yeah.
That doesn't know them, that it doesn't affect the secret, doesn't harm anything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a gossiper. Like, most of the time you tell me, I'll forget, but I'll probably mention it to one person.
Yeah. I feel like there's actually something in us that like needs to get it out. Why is that? It's so funny.
Yeah. Like, even if it's the therapist or like some stranger, I'm like, I got to get this off of me. I don't know.
Yeah. Cause there's been like work secrets or other friends that have a work secret and they tell me, and like, obviously, like,
who are you going to tell?
Yeah,
exactly.
But it's like, we have this, like, we have to get it off. I don't know why. I like your answer. I think that's a good one. But I said I was tested with this, with your pregnancy announcement, because you told me before you posted it and I didn't tell a single soul. So I did pass that test.
I still am so impressed and so honored.
I know. I'm like, do you even believe me? Like, I swear to God, I didn't tell a single person. Because Allison, we talked about this on the Patreon page. So if you're a Patreon listener, we already covered this. But I said, Allison, I do want to clarify for everybody that I did not tell a single soul when you told me. And you're like, wow, I thought you would tell Connor. I'm like, no, I didn't even tell Connor. Connor is in the dark. So... because I'm like you said, they know you. So they're not like fully removed. So I feel like that was like not my place to say that because they know who you are. But in a situation where maybe someone was pregnant or something that Connor doesn't know or McKenna doesn't know, maybe I would tell them.
Yeah, I agree. I think the summarizing thought, I think as long as the one person has no affiliation or it's not going to get out or it's not going to mess up anything and you don't give incriminating details of that person's like name, like you could even say a friend. Like, it's not like I'm always going to tell the person the other one's exact name and full details. I just want to, I don't know, get it off.
I wonder what that is. Like, what is the actual? Because I know that feeling. I'm like, oh my God, I have to tell someone, I'm going to explode.
I wonder if it goes back to evolution, where if people kept a secret and then something happened, then you have this like immense guilt that if you could have done something or could have stopped something.
I don't know. Okay, TBD.
Next one. Something you'd know about me is that I enjoy to spend my birthday.
I am going to say on a trip. I have a birthday in March, March 7th. So it kind of always lines up with spring break. And we would naturally be on spring break on my birthday growing up. I've spent my birthday in Arizona, in Florida, growing up, all these spring break trips. And I definitely have carried that tradition on. So last year, I had my bachelorette and my birthday trip went to Puerto Rico. This year, I didn't have anything special this year. I just had a party at my house. But then shortly thereafter, I got to go to Colorado. That doesn't really count. This year wasn't ideal, but I'm like, okay, can't have what you want every single year. But yeah, usually I like being on a trip, maybe somewhere warm.
I love that for you. I would just say in a small group with close friends and family and kind of have a normal day, but a little bit elevated.
Mm-hmm.
Go do each of the little daily things that I like to do, like a yoga class, go get a matcha, go to a park, go for a walk, maybe go out to brunch or a museum and like something outside, like a small backyard dinner. But in a perfect, perfect situation, I would just bop between different people all day with those activities. Go do the walk with one person, matcha with another person, yoga with another person. And then by the end of the day, I'm like, cool, I saw everyone and feel good about the day. Nothing crazy, nothing overwhelming.
At least for me, if I'm not on a trip, I just want to feel special. And I feel like that's kind of how you feel too. At least something special, even if it's small. You just want it to feel like a different day. Okay, next question. Something you know about me as a roommate is that?
We should probably hire a cleaning lady because I'm probably going to end up cleaning more and then I'm going to get irritated. Speaking from all past experiences.
Yeah, that's funny. There is always the roommate one. It's just we're all wired differently and you're the roommate that notices that stuff, right?
I run a tight ship. I'm sorry. I like it really clean.
Yeah.
And it's one thing, like, I don't love cleaning up my own mess. I like things being clean. That doesn't mean I necessarily, like, am obsessed with cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy it because of the outcome. I'm not trying to clean up after other people. No. I don't have time for that. I'm not your maid. Hire someone.
That's so inappropriate. I always had really good roommates, but the ones that drove me nuts were the ones that would leave dishes in the sink for days. Like, of course, who cares if it was last night and it's the morning, like, stuff happens. It's fine. But like, when it's been there for 3 days, I'm like, okay, what are we doing here?
Yeah. And if my home environment is messy, I feel like it makes me feel scatterbrained, and then it affects other areas of my life. So having a clean home is like a foundation of my overall wellness, and it's just not something I'm willing to budge on. Mm-hmm. I don't think I'll ever have to worry about it again, hopefully.
Yeah.
Unless I'll just be living with Clay. But
the best roommates are the ones where, kind of how you said with Clay, like, you guys have a secret understanding, or just you're in sync of certain things go here. But the ones where, like, okay, maybe I wash your dishes today, you just do it the next time. Or like, you're all in the same synchronicity. I vacuumed today, we don't have to talk about it. Then the next day, whenever we need to vacuum next, you just did it. And like, you all just kind of rotate and it feels equal.
Yes, completely agree. And if those tasks, like, for example, Clay does not mind doing the dishes, and I don't really like to do the dishes, but I will vacuum and do laundry anytime. Mm-hmm. So most of the time I do our laundry and fold it, and most of the time he does all the dishes.
Yeah.
It's a win-win.
I was thinking about more of when I had proper roommates. I guess I haven't really thought of an answer for me and Connor living together, but when I had roommates, something you should know about me, I like to cook a lot. I'm making my meals and I will clean up. I'm not gonna do a whole bomb of a mess and then not clean it up, but I definitely cook a lot. And yeah, same thing. I like to be reciprocal, do nice things. If we're going to give a petty answer, don't throw away my food, because I'll get mad, because we had roommate drama where I went on a work trip and I came back and all my food was thrown away. Peanut butter, jelly, ketchup, like non-perishables were thrown away. And there was an argument. I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah, no, I think asking before throwing someone's items away is a non-negotiable.
Just be respectful. And yeah, I'm like, if it was soggy lettuce, by God, all means, please throw it away. Carrots, rotting, whatever, throw it away. Old leftovers, that's fine. But like, jelly, peanut butter.
Who did the jelly hurt?
I know.
She was fine.
The jelly literally was not even 3 months old. I was so mad because I just got back from a trip. I was so hungry. I'm like, I'll make peanut butter jelly. I keep my bread in the freezer because I was just like starving. It was like 10 o'clock at night and I had nothing. I'm not going to Uber Eats food. Peanut butter and jelly gone. I'm like, what the fuck? But yeah, that's a petty answer. So I thought I was a good roommate.
So your real answer is that you cook a lot. Are you sharing your cooking?
Yes, I would totally share. And yeah, I like my roommates that I would get along with. Like, I had some roommates, we weren't even friends, we were just roommates, but like, we all just understood each other, did our own thing. So I feel like I'm an understanding roommate. I just hope that we are on the same page and have the equal responsibilities. I'm an equitable roommate.
Okay, love that answer. All right, next one. Something you'd know about me is that if I won the lottery, I would plan to spend it on...
This is a lame answer, but I said I'd probably ask my brother, Brady, what should do with the money. I think I'm going to be financially responsible. Okay, I guess it depends how much money we're talking. If it was just $1 million, in my head, I imagined this was just $1 million, I would just invest it in something. But if we're talking fun money, like, okay, I just won the $900 million pot, I would probably definitely move to the beach. That's not even a question. I would be on the water. I don't think I'd own a boat. I don't think I ever need to buy a boat, but I would be by the water and I would befriend somebody with a boat.
That fits for you 100%.
Yes. Okay, how about you?
Yeah, I guess I didn't think if this was like big, big lottery money. Yeah. Or a small lottery. But if it was enough for like a big investment, I would want to buy a farm. Like the place you went, Mar Vista, we can link it so you guys can have a visual. I haven't been, but Kiara spoke so highly of it and I like creeped on all their pages. Having a property like that would be a dream, to be able to restore it and host things at and have all these animals and live there, but also be able to host guests. I would love that.
Absolutely. And last question, something you'd know about me is that I'm the crankiest one.
Anything dirty, which you guys have probably gathered over the past few years or even in this episode, if I'm feeling dirty or the environment is dirty, and especially if it's a claustrophobic small space, I'm down bad. Like, that is pretty much why the cars and airplanes make me so cranky, because I feel like I'm trapped in germs and yeah, then I cannot escape. And I'm like, get me out of here, which is funny that I travel so much. So that just shows that I really, really love to travel, that I'm willing to go through like the experience that puts me in testing hell situations again and again.
Oh my gosh. I would say for me, if I'm hangry, I always keep snacks on me because I can't be hangry. It's so bad. It happens. I have a lot of a threshold. If we get past 6 hours, I actually, blood sugar is so low. It's totally physical. I cannot help it. I just cannot function. Like my body, my brain puts all the energy into keeping my body afloat that my personality and like my happiness and like being nice, it like has no energy for that. I get so hangry.
I knew you would answer with this one because of that TikTok that you made that's so relatable. It's like, are you hungry? Yeah, I could eat. Because same, like always. I don't think I've hardly ever answered no. It's like, yeah, I could eat something.
Yeah, I can always eat. So yeah, don't be around me if I haven't eaten because I mean, to strangers, I'm obviously going to like really try to move that energy into my like positivity personality. But if it's family, they get the brunt of it.
You're like, emergency. We're getting food.
I'm kind of scared. Hani is scared. Everyone's scared.
When you get pregnant, it's going to amplify so much because I kid you not, like my time now is like 3 hours. I used to be able to go pretty long stretches because I was used to working the shop or when I managed at Barry's, I'd just be running around and be like, oh shit, I haven't like eaten all day. But now, oh my God, I'm like about to pass out if it's been 3 hours.
Yeah, you're feeding for two.
I know. I love the eating for two excuse. And it's true. You do need more, but you only need like 300 more calories, which is not a lot. It's not like I need to be eating double the amount of food. The baby is not a grown human. So I feel like people think that they need to eat twice as much. Unfortunately, not the case. I wish I could eat twice as much. But rather than having like big meals, I've definitely had to have like a bunch of small snacks throughout the day.
Yeah, I know. I get it. Whenever I get pregnant, I'm going to be gaining so much weight because I already love to eat. Like if there's like everyone has a vice, I feel like mine is definitely eating. But
oh my God, yeah. I'm going to end on this savage story then. Okay, Pitch. It's technically a pizzeria, but I love their pasta and their appetizers. It's this amazing restaurant here. Tragic, tragic. Their original location had a kitchen fire.
Oh, geez.
So we go to go. It's not open. We drive all the way to the West location last night. It's closing at 9 p.m. We're racing the clock. We pull up 8:58 and we pulled the pregnancy card. And when Clay said he was first walking in, the guy was like, sir, we're closed. Close at 9. No more orders. And he was like, sir, you really got to help me out here. My pregnant wife is in the car, as if I'm like, which is so true. Down bad. Yeah, it's true. Not wrong. But he was like, I milked it so much. And he's like, it's all my fault because we were running late because of me. And she's just going to be heartbroken. We're going out of town. We're not going to be able to get these fries. She's been talking about them for a month, which is true. I literally for a month have been like, I just want Pitch French fries. And they made an exception and I got my fries. And honestly, it was the best thing ever. Like,
oh my gosh.
So shout out Pitch. I like want to call their manager and be like, whoever was on the kitchen staff last night, I need to kiss their feet. Thank you.
You should. Honestly, that is nice because I hate when actually, if there was one that was like, if something about me that makes you mad is when a restaurant is open till 9 and they close like 8:45 or something. So at least they honored the 2 minutes.
I know. We were worried because we're like, it's a Sunday. It's valid if you guys say no.
Yeah.
But we're not ordering like a massive meal. We're like, just a side of fries, please. That's it.
Yeah, that's so easy. I'm glad you got them. I'm going to go to Omaha for a wedding next month. I'm staying one of those hotels right by that Westo.
Oh my God, Pitch. Have some fries for me.
Yes. Okay, I definitely will.
With the sauces, it's so good.
Yum. Okay, well, thank you guys for being here for another episode. Like we said, we'll put these questions on our website so you guys can play with your friends.
And we hope you enjoy, and we will catch you next week.
Bye.
Bye.